CD 1, track 23.
1.
I understand why you're unhappy about the grade, Kate, but you made too many mistakes to get a better one. If you had revised more before the test, I'm sure you'd have completed all the questions correctly.
Yes, Miss Robinson, of course you're right. But I was ill for 2 weeks before the test, and I really wasn't able to study.
Well, you can always retake it.
Oh, I will. Could I just take a look at the mistakes I made?
Okay. Come to the staff room during the lunch break, please. I really need to go to my classroom now.
Thanks, Miss Robinson. See you later.
Two.
Oh, hi. I'm calling about the ad I saw on the internet. I'm interested in the Korean lessons you're offering. I need to learn some Korean because I've got a scholarship to study in Seoul for a year. I only have 5 months before I go, so I'd like to have lessons a few times a week if possible. I'll call you back. Oh, and my name is Grace, by the way. Grace Jamieson.
Three.
Have you ever heard about a language that has been revived, that is brought back to life after it disappeared? An example of such a language is Cornish, a Celtic language spoken in Cornwall in Great Britain. Right now, there are about 3,000 speakers of Cornish, but it disappeared at the end of the 18th century when the last native speaker died. However, at the beginning of the 20th century, thanks to the efforts of some scholars who published books and dictionaries of Cornish, the language was reborn. Today, there are families raising their children with Cornish as their first language. There are also radio broadcasts and magazines published only in Cornish. Now let's move on to talk about...
Four.
Last night, the police arrested a young man who had broken into a house in Oak Hill. The house belongs to a middle-aged couple. They were sitting in the living room on the ground floor. The man was telling a joke to his wife, and suddenly they heard some loud laughter upstairs. It turned out that it was the young man who had broken into their house through the attic window, but couldn't stop himself from laughing at the joke. The house owner locked the thief in the room upstairs and called the police.
5.
Some people think that being a polyglot must be a lot of fun, full of exciting journeys and lots of adventures. Well, the truth is, it isn't. One of my problems is mixing languages, especially when I don't know a word in the language I'm using, but I can remember it in another language. Another thing that annoys me is people asking me questions in order to test my knowledge. However, the worst thing of all is that no matter what language I try to speak, everybody talks to me in English, because I'm English.
6.
Hi, Sophie. You look tired. What's up?
Hi, Harry. I hardly got any sleep last night.
Really? Why?
I was preparing my speech for the public speaking contest. I kept rehearsing it in front of the mirror, but I couldn't get it to sound right. And when I went to bed, I couldn't fall asleep. I was so stressed out.
But the contest is tomorrow, right?
Yeah, Harry, but I know I'll make a fool of myself. I don't know what to do with my hands, and I can't stop shaking. It's going to be terrible.
Calm down, Sophie. I'll drop by in the afternoon, and you can practice it with me, okay? Maybe I could give you some advice.